Welcome to Cosmic Inspiration Radio, where we connect to the wisdom of the universe on Amazing Women of Power Radio. I'm Dr. Kelly Hunter, glad to be with you today, offering insights and practical guidance found in cosmic cycles and world mythologies that tell the eternal stories of our shared quest for meaning. How is your life story part of the larger story of this new millennium? We live in extraordinary times, a time to open our minds to new ways of thinking and being. My wish is to inspire you, to expand your horizons and explore new possibilities. When you change your story, you change your life. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining me today. It's my birthday, and I'm glad to be sharing part of it with you today. I woke up just as the sun was coming up and sending its beautiful morning rays into the day, announcing this new day, and it felt to me like it was announcing my birthday, and it was such a beautiful, beautiful welcoming. Every year, we celebrate our birthday, which in other terms is called the solar return. It's when the sun returns to where it was when you were born. Celebrating your particular ray of sunlight that your soul danced in upon when you came into life. The Great Spirit knows who you are and sends you into the world at a specific time and place on a specific day when the sun is sending in a particular quality of light so that you can accomplish your life purpose. The sun is our star, the star of our solar system, and is the center of vitality and life force and radiance in our earth. The sun encourages things to grow. The sun lights up our hearts so that they can open and we can, like a flower, unfold our petals to the light of the spirit, the light of the life force, this creative life force. And your sun is your ray, your particular expression of your unique expression that no one else embodies. You are a particular star, and you are here coming on this ray of light to bring that ray of light into the world. I've been collecting star quotes from the Bible lately, and there are some lovely ones. Here's one. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differeth from another star in glory. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star differeth from another star in glory. That's from Corinthians. And that reminds us that you are a particular star, and you differeth from another in your glory. Isn't that a beautiful way to think about your life and to bring more of that gift that you have into the world? When God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs," it was a statement of the rhythm of the seasons and the particular celestial life of what we experience on earth. Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens, to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons, for days and years. And let them be for lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth. And it was so. Every year when you celebrate your birthday, there's a gifting. Sometimes you get gifts from your friends and celebratory messages. And sometimes, perhaps, you give gifts. You know, it's a celebration of what you bring into the world, who you are. So, in your cosmic blueprint, your sun's sign, so to speak, your sun is going to be the center point, the life force. It's like the orchestra conductor who comes out there on the stage and taps his baton and knows that symphony of your life. And all of the planets that go around the sun are like members of the orchestra, each playing their instrument, each playing their own particular harmony or dissonance in the unfolding symphony of your life. And then we have the moon that reflects the light of the sun in a different phase, each of its 27 or 28 nights as it moves around the earth to bring in that note, bring in that particular rhythm of the day. So the moon is more like the stage manager in the example I'm giving, that is right there making sure everybody's in their place, that the lights are ready to go up and the curtain to open, and here's, you know, what happens today. So on your birthday, there's a particular pattern that the moon is bringing in, that the moon is reflecting of this sun's force and light and creativity. So every year, you have an annual cosmic blueprint that is a particular map of this year for you and gives another look at, you know, what are you bringing into the world this year? What is your focus for this year? Where is the life force moving most fully and pointing to you? This area of your life is what you are most going to fulfill and express this year. It can be very useful. We call this the solar return, as I said, when the sun returns to where it was when you were born and kind of clicks in and says, okay, this is the new unfoldment. This is the next step, the next stage for you in your annual progression through life. And in your unfolding story, we need to review. I feel that the birthday is a particularly excellent day to review your life story and how the unfolding of the beautiful flower that you are in this life is unfolding, and what that story is about, and how you are telling your story, which is lit by the sun in this unfoldment. And we need to look at, you know, how are we telling our story? We get stuck in our stories sometimes, don't we? You know, we go over, how many times do you tell the same story to one friend? Or how many times do you tell a particular story to many friends? You know, you keep telling that story, and it's as if you've written it down, and it becomes more embedded. And many people then are thinking that story about you. We need to review these stories on our birthdays. Yes, I'm doing that, and I'm thinking, what is the universe inviting me to do this year? What kind of rebirth? Because it is, like, your birthday is like a rebirth. It's celebrating your birth moment, your birthday. So this is your day. And as the story of our lives unfold, you know, we need to kind of remember that this is, you know, the new year, our personal new year, and that we have the next chapter of our story to unfold, and we don't yet know what that unfoldment is going to be. So let's not look to the past and the story we've already played out. You know, is this movie going to play over and over again, especially if you don't like the movie, especially if there are some things about this movie that, you know, have created unhappiness, or that you have sad feelings about, or that have hurt you. This is a time to direct a new movie, to write the script for a new movie. So this is a particular day in your life, your birthday. Remember that when your birthday comes along. Listen to this show again on my website, heliastar.com, HELIA star.com. And I named my website Heliastar because Helia, or Helios, is the sun god in Greek mythology. And when we put an A at the end of a word, it becomes feminine. So Helia is the sun goddess. And there have been many, many sun goddesses in mythology, most of them more way back. We think typically of the sun gods and the moon goddess. But if we reverse those genders, we can open up new doorways into our expression and into our empowerment as women. When we think of ourselves not just as the moon, a reflector of the sun's light, or a reflector of the man's light, but as a sun goddess, which is the giver of life, which is so true about women, and a natural way for peoples to think about the sun, which is a giver of life, as feminine. So the sun goddesses are the life givers. You know, we are the life givers. And there is that radiance that is also mentioned in the Bible, isn't it? In the book of Revelations, it says something about the woman clothed in the sun. So imagine that. Imagine, you know, your inner goddess clothed with the sun, you know, engulfed in radiance and light with a radiant halo. That's the sunlight, the golden light of the sun streaming out in rays. That's a wonderful image to engage on, contemplate on a birthday, isn't it? You know, it's your sun day. It's your light, and to re-empower your personal radiance is the task and the invitation on your birthday. This is fun for me to be thinking about all of this and speaking to you about this on my own birthday. What time of year were you born? You know, were you born in the winter, in the summer, in the spring, in the fall? What kind of light is shining at that time of year? Because there are different qualities of sunlight through the day, through the year and the seasons, is there not? So it was so wonderful to wake up to the sun streaming in through the east this morning. And I love that early morning sun that has such an invitation. It's like the sun is waking up. And yet, at the other side of the day, in the late afternoon, there's a different angle to the sunlight and a kind of golden, it's a quality. I think of it as the impressionist quality. I love the impressionist painters, and they painted the light. That was the main thing, you know, the light. And the late afternoon light reminds me of those painters capturing the light in the outdoors, because many of them were painting plein air in the fresh air outdoors, engaged in nature, and the challenge to an artist to capture the quality of the light, which, you know, changes as they're painting outdoors. I've done that many a time myself, as I am a painter sometimes. It's a way to kind of really look and see deeper into whatever you're looking at and wanting to paint. And I love the outdoors because nature's vibrancy, and to look more deeply into the variety of that nature's imagination, so to speak, and the nuances of the colors and variety of greens and such. And isn't this, you know, what we're doing on our birthday? It's like getting out our palette of colors and saying, you know, what color do I want to paint my year? And we can think of that also in terms of our emotional tone, our emotional colors. What emotion do I want to dress myself in today? Do I want to put on green, calm, nature, healthy invitation? Do I want to put on a scarlet, red, vibrant, motivational, activational, kind of out there energy? Do I want to put on a very glorious kind of yellow, a kind of to brighten my mind and engage the day with that quality of sunlight? You know, what is the color of your sun? You know, some people associate colors or gemstones with the different months of the year, the different signs of the zodiac. And the zodiac constellations that circle us, seemingly from our point on Earth, are the different flavors, the different colors that mark the sun's path through the year. And we use these zodiac constellations to talk about where the sun is during any month. So these constellations are part of our celestial coding in our Earth lives. And we are monitoring the pathway of the sun and the planets and the moon that all follow this basic kind of celestial highway through the sky, through these signs. So we have our own flavor, and every year we kind of relight that light. So, you know, I have a birthday special. If it's your birthday, you're most welcome to this special, which is 20% off my usual fees. And you can give this as a gift to someone else who is having a birthday as well. And we take a look at your cosmic blueprint and your special window into your personal new year with your birthday cosmic window, we'll call that. Because your blueprint is your basic birth patterns, the planetary patterns of when you were born. But let's call it your cosmic window. You know, your birthday cosmic window, that is your best expression, your fullest expression for this new year in your life. And how wonderful to have some guidance in terms of what, as I said, the universe is asking of you this year. How to most powerfully and vibrantly express the new chapter in your life. And like a new year, when we are coming through the holidays of December into the new year of January, with the god Janus that gave its name to January. Janus was a god with two faces, one looking to the past and one looking to the future. And on a cusp of a new year, whether it be, you know, our January 1st date. Other cultures have different New Year dates, and we have our own birthday marking our personal New Year. This is a day when we can be at that cusp of the new chapter, getting ready to kind of turn the page, to open the new chapter. And it's worth looking behind, you know, taking a glance back at the story of the year we're completing and saying to ourselves, acknowledging and honoring what we have experienced this year, what we have learned, what we have mastered, how much we have grown, and say, how is this informing how I want to unfold in this new year? Certain things I don't want to carry forward into this year. What colors, what new colors, what new emotional tones, as I said, do you want to bring in to this new year? And you take the best of what you experienced this past year and say, yeah, I want to continue with that thread. That painting is a bit unfinished. That song is a bit unfinished. And I will write the continuation of this. But there might be some new characters in your story for this year. There may be new experiences to choose. And to recognize that there are certain patterns, certain old ways of doing things even, certain habits that we get into. You know, we need to kind of really look at those too and say, let me revitalize that. That's getting boring. That's getting old. That is just getting so automatic. It's not full of the life and vibrancy of my true self. Let me, you know, rewrite that. Let me, you know, kind of amend that. Let me kind of refresh. It's like the refresh button on your computer. That is a good thought for the cosmic window of your personal new year. It's a great honoring, you know, and it's a great gift to yourself, you know, to kind of tune in to your cosmic patterns on this particularly special day. Recently, I did a birthday cosmic window reading for a girl who was turning 12, and she'd never had this done before. And she was thrilled. She so much enjoyed hearing an interpretation of her cosmic blueprint at this special age in her life that acknowledged things she knew about herself already, giving her more confidence in certain of her talents and abilities and certain of her own natural wisdom. And then giving her some new ideas and encouragement to unfold different aspects, and almost like a vision of, you know, who she could be. And she loved it. I heard afterwards from her grandmother, yeah, she loved it. She was talking about it all day. And another mother reported to me when she gave her daughter a gift of her cosmic blueprint for her birthday that she was like so surprised and almost shocked. Like, did you tell her things about me? How did she know this? And this is the power of your cosmic blueprint, because the universe sees who you are. And this can be so reaffirming and empowering to your life, to your inner wisdom that can be reinforced. your sense of who you are, no matter what people around you are telling you. You know, this is a new, vibrant, and true vision of yourself, as seen by the mirror of the heavens. So think about giving yourself or someone you love the gift of the stars for their birthday. Let me end with another quote from the Bible. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Thank you for spending time with me today. I welcome your feedback and any special requests for topics of interest to you. You can email me at Kel Hunter, K-E-L-L Hunter, at earthlink.net or call 802-456-1078. I'm on Facebook as Kelly Hunter Astromythology. And on my website, you'll find lots of interesting art and articles. The website is www.heliastar.com, heliastar.com, with archives of all the previous shows, plus information on my books, online classes, and personal consultation and coaching services using your personal cosmic blueprint. Please sign up for my free cosmic news email list for articles on new and full moons, discussing current planetary patterns and what they mean to our lives. We'll continue next time to explore topics relevant to living in harmony with cosmic inspiration on Wednesdays at 1:30 p.m. U.S. Central Time on Amazing Women of Power Radio, powered by Raven International. Music by James Anderson at jamesandersonmusic.com. Remember that you are being guided. Listen to your heart and trust yourself. Shine with the light of your special stars.